Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, Nick. What's up?
Sabrina?
Yes.
You gotta stop calling me at work. It's getting awkward.
Oh, my God.
Kiss 98.5, talking to Sabrina Carpenter today. This is a big day, and obviously we're excited for you to come to Kissmas Bash, but you, my friend, your third album is out. Tell me about your album.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a hard question to answer, even though I made it. So, of course, I'm going to have to answer it. But it's so crazy to think about, like, I've been working on it for over 2 years, and it's called Singular. But Act 1 is what's out right now. Act 2 will be following shortly after. But, yeah, it's a new sound from me.
It seems like a really cool sound. It really fits you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, obviously, with pop in general, it's just, there's so many things intertwined musically that you tend to like label it as pop, but even though there's just so many other elements that make it a little bit more than that. And I think that's kind of what I was experimenting with throughout this process, and or kind of a reason why I called it Singular, which is because I felt like each song was kind of it kind of stood on its own, even though they all came from stories from my life and I was the one singing them. So I guess I was sort of the through line of it all. And I don't know, I guess being 19 and being able to find yourself through creating things is just a really special experience. And the fact that I get to share it with everybody now is crazy.
I think it's important that your fans know that you co-wrote all the songs on the album.
Well, now they know. You just told them.
Sabrina, do you remember the first time you got up on a stage, like a real stage, and sang in front of strangers? And do you remember what that was like?
Yeah, I would say my earliest memories of that are probably my elementary school, like, kindergarten talent show.
Wow.
And for some reason, like, I did not hold back then. I went on stage in a mermaid costume, and I went for it. I was singing The Little Mermaid, by the way. It wasn't just like a random, I wasn't just in a mermaid costume for no reason. But I just remember that, and feeling completely fearless at 6 years old, which is so crazy to think because, you know, I wish I had the mentality of myself at six most days now, and getting to do some of these cool things that I'm getting to do. I have to keep in mind like the way that I felt performing when I was six, which was just like, you didn't care because you just love it and you have fun, you know?
13 years later, do you stress out about crazy things as you're getting set to perform?
I get nervous for things now, but I think that just tells me how much I care. I think, you know, when you're six, you're like, oh, I love this. This is fun. You know, I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Let's talk about the album dropping today. Is there a superstition or a habit you have for album release date?
It never gets any less fun. If anything, it gets more and more fun and I get addicted to it and I just want to do it more.
Is there a special place that you like to write your songs?
I don't think there was any sort of a special place. I think, honestly, me having myself and traveling all over the world, like, that's where I would come up with most of my ideas. And then most of my songs were written, you know, in times where I was in the studio with people that I love and just kind of was able to decompress. And truly, it is a little bit of, like, therapy. So you're kind of living about, you're going on about your everyday life, and maybe I'd be on the road and then I'd come back after a couple weeks of not writing, and then I'd have so many stories that I'd have to get out and on paper, and that's how a lot of these songs were born.
Advice for someone that's just getting started in the biz or a young musician?
Yeah, I'd say trust yourself, trust your instincts. I think that that's something that is really, really hard to learn, and we take it for granted. You know, we take, like, the feelings that we get when we know something is right or wrong. I think we take that for granted sometimes and we doubt ourselves. And I think most of the time following your heart is it can get you in messy situations or it can get you to the best outcome. But either way, it's the way that it's meant to happen. If that makes sense. I think trusting yourself is everything and knowing that you're capable of things that you don't even realize yet.
on the phone with Sabrina Carpenter this morning. We're looking forward to a big show December 6th for Kissmas Bash. I know you know our arena. I know you know our stage. What are we going to see at Kissmas Bash from you?
We are going to see some new music because I got a new album. And I'm so excited for everyone to see the show. I really haven't been touring this past year. I've been working on different films and working on the album. So I'm so excited to be back on the road for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You were on the big screen. How's the movie world?
It's doing good. She says hi. it's been great. Honestly, it's nice because it's, like I said, it's sort of like that little quick escape where I can do something else. And once I come back to music, I have so much inspiration.
Do you have a few seconds to play the fave game on Kiss 98.5?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Fave celeb to follow.
Rihanna.
Why?
Because Rihanna.
That's the perfect answer. Does she follow you back, by the way? Are you guys like social friends?
Oh my God, no. No, if she followed me, I would delete my account. I would delete all my pictures because I would never know what to post. I'd be like, she's watching. I can't handle that pressure.
Fave old school singer.
Ooh, I would say Judy Garland or Etta James.
Fave trendy dance move.
Trendy dance move, the sprinkler. It's a classic, timeless.
Do you get involved with the dance challenges?
Sometimes. I did not do the most recent one. I don't know. It's because sometimes I'm so unaware of it until, like, the trend is over, and then I can't hop on board because I'm too late.
Fave lyric from your new album, Singular Act 1.
Oh, goodness. I think you're going to have to listen and choose one for yourself.
I do like the one about, I missed your call, or I don't have time for your call, and I won't have time. What is that
line? Bad time, yeah. You've called at a bad time, and every time it's probably going to be a bad time. It's kind of a song that I wrote about that moment where you get to turn the tables on someone that has probably not treated you the best and probably not treated you the way you deserve to be treated. And so, you know, instead of always picking up the phone and always caving in and always giving in to someone when you know that they're going to just do you wrong again, it's sort of like being strong for yourself and letting that relationship, putting it to rest. You know what I mean?
It's a bold, cold move, Sabrina.
It is indeed.
I know you've been traveling a lot, so fave thing to snack on in the airport.
You know, I got some popcorn yesterday. Some white cheddar popcorn. I keep it pretty simple.
Favorite musical instrument to play?
Piano. Specifically my new piano that I got for Christmas last year.
Wait, what? You got a piano for Christmas?
I did. It was my first grand piano ever, and I don't take it for granted. I love it so much. I don't do a lot of covers on it, though, for some reason, because I haven't figured out how to set up my camera on the grand piano.
All right. Fave fashion accessory today.
Fashion accessory today. Ooh. I wouldn't say it's an accessory as so much as it is just kind of like, I love menswear right now. Like, I love menswear for women. I love like oversized baggy clothes. I love like really cool blazers. I'm just into that right now. I'm in the fall spirit with my oversized menswear.
Oh, great. I was going to trade them in, but I'll bring you my old jackets. That's awesome.
Yeah, please. If you have any, donate them to the Sabrina Carpenter Needs Menswear for Fall Dressing Fund. It's a long title. I can make that shorter.
Playing the fave game with Sabrina Carpenter, your fave person.
My favorite person? I'm going to offend a lot of people. Oh.
Just this moment. Who's your fave person?
Oh, my sister's sitting next to me, so I'll say my sister Sarah. She smiled so big right now.
Oh, that's nice.
She said I didn't think you would do that. And I was like, what?
I love that you have a great relationship with your sister. Says a lot about you.
I'd like to say I have it with my whole family, but hopefully, if they're not, well, maybe not after this phone call. They're not listening, hopefully, because I didn't choose them.
What do you want to say to all your fans in Buffalo, New York, Sabrina?
Every time I go there, you guys give me such an incredible show and energy and love and support. And that's why I keep coming back. And I love you guys so much, and thank you for growing with me, and I hope you like the new album, and I can't wait to play it for you.
The new album is Singular Act 1. It's out today. You're going to be joining us December 6th at Kissmas Bash.
Woo!
Thanks for talking to Kiss 98.5. It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.